Unknown. This is our second episode. I know that the audio in the pilot episode wasn't the greatest, but we're definitely going to do better this time. My name's Ian.
And I'm Chris.
And we're going to be your dungeon masters for today, so why don't you go ahead and roll initiatives.
Nice.
We got some good stuff planned today. I think the Destiny review?
Yeah, well, if you want to call it a review, sure.
Okay, so a Destiny review, quote-unquote. And we're going to take a look into a couple other things, see if we can't, you know, keep it fun, keep it happy, upbeat, active. But if you want to get right into the review, I'm totally cool with that. So you can start whenever you want.
Yeah, but like I said, I don't know if I'd call it a review, but first and foremost, this is definitely from the point of view of a Destiny fan. So take everything I say with a grain of salt, I guess. I won't sugarcoat it, okay? It's not perfect. It's not. I'll say right off the bat, I'm having a blast with it. I mean, I've put in at least a couple hundred hours already.
Jesus.
Yeah, well.
Didn't it come out, like, last week?
No, it's been a month. Over a month now. It was September 8th, so a month today, I think. Tomorrow.
Yeah, what's today? I don't know.
No, today,
we're supposed to have recorded this previously to Saturday, so we're just going to date this like you would homework when you did it late. So today's date is actually 10-6.
Sure. Okay, so a month...
Yeah, it's October 6th.
A month and 2 days. Whatever.
Thank you.
But I have two characters that are at max power level, or light level is what it used to be called. I beat the campaign twice. I have a hunter and a warlock now. I've gone through pretty much all of the end game content at least once. So I've spent a fair bit of time in the game, and I'm having fun with it. That being said, it definitely doesn't feel like a sequel to Destiny. So it feels like a sequel to vanilla Destiny. So what we had year one of the original Destiny, and all of that stuff, you know, moving forward throughout the 3 years that Destiny existed, they listened to the community, they added features, they added, like, strike-specific loot, there was a lot of things that they moved, when they moved forward to the 3 years of the game. By the end of the game, it felt like a completely different game. This game feels like they took the last 2 years of Destiny and all of the enhancements they made, and they just said, fuck it. And they sequeled the first year, which, I mean, it is what it is. It's Destiny. The guns feel good. The shooting stuff feels great. The guns all feel very punchy. You know, the grind is still there. The thing is, they made it very, and I'm going to use the term casual, but it's not necessarily a bad thing. They made it very casual friendly. Being 30-some years old and a dad of two, it's not bad. I can still enjoy the game. You know, I don't have the time to do 6 raids a week to grind for stuff, but I still have a lot of gear. The problem is, the end game seems really shallow. They took away random rolls on the gear, so the way it used to be is you and I could both have a gun. So for example, there's a hand cannon in this game called Better Devils. We could both have Better Devils, but our guns could be completely different because the stats and the perks on the guns was RNG. It was random rolls. They took that away. So now my version, if I have Better Devils and you have Better Devils, it's the exact same gun. And they did that. Their reasoning for it was, if we have to make balance changes, it's easier for us now. We can just edit the Better Devils and across the board, the balance has been shifted. I can see that. I understand. But at the same token, it takes away some of the grind. So, like, I'm at the point now where I log in on Tuesdays to do the daily resets. Or the weekly resets, rather. And, you know, unless I want to play some Crucible, I don't really have anything to do past a couple hours until the next reset. It's just...
What is it, reset?
So, like an MMO, all of your weekly kind of, they call them milestones, reset every Tuesday. So,
oh, they used to do that in Halo, where it was like the community events?
Yeah, something like that. So, but in this, you have, like, everybody's got milestones. There's Cade Six's treasure maps. There's the flashpoints. There's, you know, the Call to Arms Crucible milestone. There's, like, five or six different milestones that once you do it, the first time you do it each week, results in getting a luminous engram or a guaranteed powerful gear engram from a faction. And then once you've done it for the week, it's done until it resets on Tuesday. So after about a month, I'm at the point now where I don't have anything specific. You know, I'm not chasing anything. I'm done. Like, I'll still play it, and I do play it, just because I like running around, and right now I don't have anything else to keep myself busy, but the end game is just, it feels shallow. Now, maybe the average person is not getting to the point I'm at with two characters after a month, but I feel like there's plenty of hardcore Destiny players that are left in from, you know, D1 that are at this point. Like, I listen to the Destiny Community Podcast, and I listen to Guardian Radio, which is another, I think they're the, Guardian Radio is the original Destiny podcast. It's been around for, since day one. But, you know, and I have the same opinion that they have. You know, it's a fantastic game. Bungie did a great job, but it feels, in a lot of ways, a step back. As pretty as it is, and as tight as the controls are, and as fun as the game is, as great as the story is, there's a lot of mechanics that feel like that they missed, that they just left out. Now, whether that's because they have something else planned or it was on purpose for some reason, I don't know. But, and again, I'm not saying it's a bad game. I've spent a lot of time in it, and I really like it. I just feel like, and it could be as simple as them just putting random rolls in or putting strike-specific loot back in. Or, you know, I mean, so a big complaint going around is, there's a couple of big complaints. Number one, that one of the most powerful game guns in the game that's kind of winning the meta right now is the Mita Multi-Tool, which was a year one Destiny 1 exotic rifle. And I don't have a problem that it's in this game. It's a great gun. My problem is the same problem that a couple of the guys on this podcast I'm listening to. It's a year one Destiny 1 rifle that is the best gun in Destiny 2. So I'm a fan. It's just they, and they do. The Bungie is really good at listening to the community. So hopefully they're hearing this, and there's changes coming. I mean, we have
hearing this specifically, or hearing the general consensus. Because I doubt they're hearing this.
They're not hearing me, but. The people that they are hearing are saying that basically the exact same thing that I'm saying, or I'm saying the same thing that they're saying is, you know, it's a great game. We need more depth for the end game.
So if you had to put a number to it out of, we'll call it 10. See, overall.
That's tricky because I'm not IGN and I'm not pocketing thousands of dollars out of, you know, out of Bungie's pocket to say say a number, but like my personal, I don't like number reviews on video games.
That's cool. How about this one? Give it a letter. A being the best. It's not a number. It's a letter.
I would say. I would give it a recommend. I recommend it, unless you did not like Destiny, the original Destiny from year one to year three, because it's more Destiny. To quote the review on polygon.com, it's Destiny without the bullshit.
Got it.
It's a good game. It's a fun Destiny game, but in many ways, and not to beat a dead horse, it feels more like Destiny 1.5 than it feels like a true sequel. It's a great game, but a lousy sequel. If that makes sense.
Yeah, no, I get it. I'm all about I'm all about it. I haven't played it, and I probably won't buy it for a while. If I do, I'd probably end up getting it secondhand.
Yeah. I mean, it's... I paid the $100 for the Ultimate Edition, whatever, so I'll have all of the Year 1 DLC as it comes out. I don't know. I mean, I love the characters. Bungie is awesome at creating lore and worlds and universes. I mean, look at the size and scope of the Halo universe from a game that literally started out... It was supposed to be a tech demo for the original Xbox. And, yeah. You know, they're fantastic at creating lore. And with Destiny 2, they've taken all of the lore that was previously only accessible outside of the game in these grimoire cards that you had to go to their website and read once you unlocked them, and they've kind of infused it into the game. It's there, whether you want to, whether you're scanning items or in the form of cutscenes, or, you know, there's every item that has lore has a lore tab on the inventory screen that you can read in game, so you don't have to jump from device to device. It's the things that they did do are really nice enhancements, but we need some of the stuff that we had at the end of the original Destiny's life cycle in order to make it feel like I have something to chase now, you know?
Yeah. Well, but, I mean, it's only month one.
Right. It's only been a month. Exactly. And we have Iron Banner, which is the big... the big PvP... tournament that's goes for a week every month, with then there's specific armor for that. That starts on Tuesday, so that'll be fun for a bit. But you know, Destiny's Bungie's, like I said, they're really good at listening to the community. And Destiny 1 at the end of its at the end of year 3 is completely different than the end of than it, when it launched. So it's only been a month. We'll see what happens.
Do you want to tell me about how your Comic-Cons went?
Oh, yeah. So, I don't want to just tell you. I want to tell the listeners.
We've got 30 downloads as of this morning.
What?
So 30 people have downloaded our initial pilot, that god-awful pilot, and they listened to it.
Do they literally have nothing better to do? I'm sorry.
Hey, I'm not going to complain, because... No. We were like number 480-something in comedy as of Friday afternoon.
That's awesome, because I don't think we're
funny. Out of
like
6,000. Because we got... Well, we ended up getting like 30 downloads. We got a bulk of those downloads over the course of like 3 days.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
So, hey, what the hell? Why not?
That's good, because like I said, I don't think we're funny at all.
No, me neither. No, but for real, we suck.
So
you want to talk about the cons and tell everybody, all possibly 30 of us?
I will tell you. So I did one convention. I was supposed to have a show this weekend, but life got away from me and I ended up skipping the show yesterday.
You mean tomorrow?
Yeah, tomorrow, Saturday, the 7th. So I did the Buffalo Comic Con at the Convention Center, which was September 30th and October 1st. And it's hosted by the Queen City Bookstore. And it was a really good show. I'm not going to lie. I was a little concerned because it... just didn't seem to be that kind of that much advertisement for the show, and the webpage. Personally, the webpage was a bit of a letdown, but it ended up being a really really good show. My partner in crime, John Kindelen, and I from Under the Hood Artists.
Yeah, go ahead and plug them. Plug the whole thing.
I'm gonna plug it away. We did really well. There was some really awesome cosplay there. There were a couple of cool celebrities. I got to meet John Wesley Shipp, who is... Mm-hmm. You know who he is? You're familiar with him? He's Jay Garrick on the CW Flash.
Yeah, he's Flash's dad slash Jay alternate Garrick. Universe Flash.
Yeah. And he was really cool. He I brought my son with me the second day, and he got out from behind his table and did the Flash running pose with him to take the picture. He's a really, awesome. Really, really cool guy. So that was fun. Eric Roberts was there. He's in a bunch of stuff, but like you probably know him from, he was in The Dark Knight. He's the guy that Batman dangles off a building and then drops him and he breaks his legs or whatever.
Give everybody a second to Google him. Okay, did you see him?
Yeah.
Yeah, that guy.
The better looking Roberts sibling.
You know Jessica Roberts? Or what the hell's her name?
Was it Julia Roberts?
Jessica Roberts. Julia Roberts.
I don't find her attractive at all. I think she looks like a foot.
Is it because of her giant mouth?
It's the teeth. I don't know. I try not to be judgmental. I don't see it. Whatever. Yeah, he was funny. There's a lot of local artists. There was a lot of stuff to do and walk around. It was fun. And then, like I said, there was going to be a show on the 7th of October, which we will not be attending. And I don't think there's anything big again until May, and that one will be the Nickel City Con, and that one is it's hosted by Dave and Adams. They're supposed to announce their first guest on Monday the 9th. So we'll see.
So what do you do there? Because I don't think anybody knows besides me.
I'm an illustrator. I'm a freelance artist, and a couple friends of mine and I have we kind of formed a little artist collective group called Under the Hood Artists. You can find us at facebook.com/underthehoodartists.
You owe us $20.
It's my show.
Our show.
That's our show.
And it's my $20 now.
I'm a pop culture artist, I guess you'd call it. Like, behind the scenes, everybody's like, do you make comic books? I'm like, no. I mean, eventually I'd like to make my own book, but it's, you know, life. But I make what essentially are pinups, small posters, 11 by 17s of video game characters, comic book characters, TV characters, movie characters, things of that nature. And I sell the prints. I also do commissions.
So when people walk up to you and say, give me Batman with titties.
I did not draw Batman with boobs. I did draw...
titties.
I was commissioned to draw an anime character with particularly large chesticles. I'm the guy that draws the women. I'm like the J. Scott Campbell of our group. Like, I can draw dudes. I'm just not... I like drawing women. That's what it is. So when people...
So how'd that anime character turn out, though?
That's pretty good. I can send you. Hold on. I'll send you. Since we're in the same room.
If you're in the same room on a Friday.
There it is. Let me send that over to you. You can take a peek.
Yeah, let's see. Let's take a look. Whenever it decides to load up.
Yeah, ooh, there you go.
And a thing.
That's a thing.
Who's that supposed to be? Is that a person? Like, is that somebody that's, like, in a show, or is that just something they asked for?
It was an anime from the 80s. I don't know. I don't even know what it is. He had to spell the name of the character for me so I could look it up, see what she looked like.
I have no idea. You know who would know? My brother.
Probably. Yeah.
He would be like, oh, that's so-and-so. That's Hushimushi from... Go-Go Pie Kids.
I'm not saying whatever. It's a bad thing. I like anime as much as the next guy.
Did you watch the new Dragon Ball Super yet? The 1 hour special?
See, here's the thing about that. This is what gets my ass kicked. I like anime, but I can honestly God tell you I've never seen an episode nor run an issue of Dragon Ball. Dragon Ball Z, Dragon Ball Super, Dragon Ball Kai, Dragon Ball anything.
Also, it doesn't come out till Sunday and today's only Friday. But I saw an advanced screening of it, we'll say. And man, that was awesome. I've been watching that show since I was like 10 years old.
Is this
still sitting there like a big fucking kid with a smile on my face in the living room?
No, I get it, dude. I get it. Like, is this the one I read? I think I read on the webs that they revealed his, Goku's new form. Is that what it is? Did that happen?
Yeah, it's a new transformation for him, and then it was him versus the strongest guy in this Universal tournament. His name is Jiren. It was awesome. It was so cool.
Yeah, it was all over the freaking internet.
Yeah, because it's a big deal. And more people should care about it instead of picking on me for it. But that's besides the point.
I'm not picking on you. Who's picking on you?
I didn't say you were. You gonna beat him up? You gonna go talk to his dad?
I'll kick him right in the gooch.
My dad could beat up your dad. It's a good drawing, I will say that. Maybe, am I allowed to post it on Facebook? Or is that, like, copywritten by you or something?
No, you can post it, I don't care.
Well, if we get enough people that listen to this, I'll put it up if anybody's interested.
We could put it, hey, I hear it all the time on podcasts. We'll put a link to it in the show notes.
Ah, I'm gonna have to learn how to do that.
Yeah, we could totally do that.
I just found out how to get us on iTunes like a week ago, so we're jumping the gun a little bit.
We are fucking legit.
Finally. It took a long time to get on iTunes. It took like a week and a half.
Was it because does the process suck or is it just confusing?
Well, like I had to make an RSS feed and then the first RSS feed wasn't working, so I switched websites and I made a new RSS feed. And then you had to submit that, and then they had to review it to put it on, and then I finally got notification on, like, Wednesday that it was up. And there's only one review, and it's from me, and it was 5 stars. So hopefully that keeps up. Do you have any sort of other stuff you want to talk about as far as the cons go, or do you want to just move on to, like, the next quote-unquote segment?
We can move on to the next segment, but since we were talking about cartoons, can we talk really quick about Rick and Morty? Like, are you a Rick and Morty fan?
I'm casual.
Dude, I'm hardcore.
I didn't see the finale yet. The finale.
So, let's forget about the cartoon for a second. I just want to talk about the fact that... Now, this is previously recorded, but so, Saturday... Fucking McDonald's released...
The Szechuan sauce?
The goddamn Szechuan sauce.
Don't even get me started on the segment. There was people, like... picketing McDonald's because they only had I read an article, they had like an average of 20 packets of this sauce per store that was doing it, and people, when they ran out, people were like picketing and like rioting in the parking lots, like throwing their McNuggets at the windows and shit.
Yeah, and you had to dine in, you had to buy these new buttermilk crispy things, chicken tenders, and you got one fucking little Dunkaroo cup of Szechuan sauce, and that's how it worked. That's insane. Like, you are McDonald's. You can make enough Szechuan sauce to not create a small riot.
Literal riots. There was riots. Like, there was one over here on Sheridan. That was the one around here that was doing it.
Yeah.
And I don't know if necessarily we rioted here in Buffalo, but there was people that were literally, like, picketing in the parking lot. And... I mean, did you see the posters?
Yeah, there was
posters that came out.
Yeah, but they didn't have anything to do with Rick and Morty, did they? They were just
no.
They were stupid looking.
There were posters for each sauce type.
Right. Like,
and it's like, could you imagine someone walking in the house and be like, "Oh, that's unique. What's that? Honey mustard."
It's fucking barbecue, bro.
this is a honey mustard print. Like, why would I want honey mustard hanging up in my den?
I think it's friggin' nuts that a cartoon casually mentions a promotion from 1998, and it actually sets in motion, the fan base is so rabid that it sets in motion this business that it actually gets McDonald's to bring back this sauce. But the fact that McDonald's is fucking cockface enough to literally do it.
We'll call it what it is.
One day. Like, at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and they're like, you can have one fucking Dunkaroo box, and we got 20 of them. And there's hundreds of people. They, like, waited overnight. Which, I mean, like I told my wife, if I was 18 and stupid and had no responsibilities, I probably would have done it.
Yeah, I thought about it. I was like, yeah, I could make that work. But then I was like, well, there'd probably be a million people in line for it. It's such a cult following with that show. It's
right.
And you either love it and you're like a cult follower, or you don't. You hate it. Like, you can't stand it. I mean, I kind of fall in the middle. Like, if it's on, I'll watch it, but I don't ever seek it out.
So I love it. I think the humor is subtle, but it's super intelligent. Like, it's I think it's a great show. It's hilarious. It's one of the few shows that I literally laugh out loud at on a regular basis. The problem is the fan base generally sucks.
I could go for anything, though. Fan base in general sucks. Except for our fan base, all 30 of you. You're great. We love you.
Right. I mean, it's a very broad spectrum. It ranges anywhere between, 12 and 13-year-olds who have absolutely no right watching something like that because, A, they don't understand the humor and literally just want to run around going, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you, to these 20-something, douchebags. Is like, oh, you don't get the joke? That's you fucking plebe.
You peasant. You wouldn't understand.
And everybody in between is like, oh, you fucking watch Rick and Morty? How do you not watch Rick and Morty? Be a fan. Don't be a douche. But I'm not going to go stand in line with 600 douchebags for a fucking Dunkaroo cup of some sauce, which for all I remember tastes like shit.
I don't know. I didn't have it.
I don't know. It's just... Fucking, if you're going to put the sauce out, put the sauce out.
See, now I have to do some furious Googling because I need to know what's in Szechuan sauce that makes it so damn good.
It's literally nothing, man. The reason why it's good is because Rick Sanchez made a fucking comment on an episode. One episode. Once. That's why people want it. Nobody wanted it when it was a Mulan sauce.
Oh, yeah, Mulan was the first one. They released it from Mulan in, 95 or something?
It was 98, I believe.
98. Here we go. So, it looks like it's sesame oil, red peppers, onions, garlic, ginger, chili powder, corn flour mixed in a cup of water, vinegar, soy sauce, chili sauce, and salt. So it's...
It's like a spicy General Tso sauce.
You make it at home.
Is essentially... You can go to the store and buy a bottle of Szechuan sauce.
It's a spicy Chinese sauce. That's all it says. Why can't you? Why do you need to go to McDonald's? I don't know. Why do you need to ride in the streets for fucking Chinese sauce is beyond me.
That's right. I don't know. Whatever. But that's okay. That was my rant.
Okay. All I know is I think we should do some Yahoos. Yahoo answers. I think we should give some advice.
Okay.
Some sweet, sweet parenting advice.
We can do that.
All right. I've got three of them. We'll try to get through them. And not spend too much time on each one. I'll read the first one, and then it's a bit long, and then you can read the second one, and then if there's time, we'll get to the third one. So, I'll go ahead and start. This one is from Yahoo's Answers user B, and it says, "Why do my parents get mad when I punch my chair?" Additional comments. Why is this? I have to release my internal rage every once in a while, and punching a chair is certainly better than punching a person. It doesn't make a lot of noise because it's soft. It doesn't hurt my knuckles. Plus, it's an old beat-up chair anyway, and I exert probably just as much force on it by sitting down 3 times. Yet, whatever I do, I get incredibly mad, like they're about to punch me. I absolutely do not get the reasoning behind this. Can anyone explain why this might be? Update. Punching power. PSI medium. While it really isn't much of an anger tantrum, more of a nervous, angry type of tantrum, more mental than immature, I really do need help, LOL.
Well, B, I have a statement, and I have a follow-up question. The statement is, the reasoning is probably because your parents love the chair more than they love you. That's for starters, because if my kid punched a chair, I would question my love for that child as well. However,
I'm glad he's punching a chair and not a person, but why do you think they get mad when you punch the fucking chair?
I have a few follow-up questions. Number one, if the force of your strike equals the force of your ass hitting that chair 3 times combined, I'm not sure if you got a really pussy ass punch. Or you're literally sitting like thunder. I don't get it. And I mean, think about it. You said it's a really old beat up chair. It sounds like the chair is probably older than you, so they've had it longer than they've had you, which means they probably love it more than they love you.
What I don't get is how you can punch an old beat-up chair and it's still not broken yet.
Well, like I said, he's probably got a pussy punch.
That makes the most sense. Maybe we should see if he wants to punch one of us.
I mean, that's fine.
I mean, if that's all you can do, I guess that's fine.
I guess my advice is just, like, stop punching the chair, or maybe you can go talk to a therapist so that you're not punching things when you get mad.
I mean, what would the chair do to you?
It sounds like he's the one sitting on it. So all he's doing is providing a nice, comfortable place for his ass. How old is that question there on Facebook? On was it Yahoo?
Yahoo Answers. It was 3 days old.
Really? It's a really good thing nobody listens to us.
Well, I'm hoping that at some point maybe they will listen to us and they'll learn that punching a chair maybe isn't the best idea. There's better outlets for my anger. Perhaps joining a gym. Or like an MMA sort of thing where you can punch people and it's fine. Or maybe just cut the fucking shit and be an adult and stop punching things when you're mad.
So, well, here's the thing. The root is that anger. And that kind of anger is not healthy.
Like, anger leads to hate.
And hate leads to the dark side. It's true. But it also leads to ulcers. And high blood
destructive
pressure.
Destructive relationships.
Destructive relationships, high blood pressure, strokes. Seriously. You're probably getting really mad right now. You might even be punching a chair if you're listening to this. But
I bet you he's probably punching the shit out of his earbuds.
You probably should get some help. Okay, moving on. Number two.
Why do they get mad when I punch my chair? Stop doing it. This one you can read.
Dear Yahoo Answers, how do you punish a 19-year-old? My mom found out I've been smoking weed. And now she's trying this new terrifying technique where she's making me choose the punishment. She says, every idea I have isn't enough. So how would you punish a 19-year-old? What? I mean, I think you're punishing yourself. You're 19 and you're living at home.
That was going to say, that would be punishment number one. Numero uno. How do you punish a 19-year-old? I guess you can move out now.
Yeah, so that's not to say that living at home at 19 is a bad thing. I lived at home, you know, but
I did it until I was, 24?
I think at this point, in getting serious, you're 19 years old, you have money to buy and time to smoke weed. It's time for you to get a fucking job and get your own place to smoke weed.
Like, that's fine. You can smoke the dankest of dank. No one cares. That's not a big deal. The fact is that you're 19 and you're being punished by your mother still. You should probably be an adult a little bit. I mean, I'm still technically a teenager, and I'm going to play devil's advocate a little bit. I mean, at 19, who was really productive? Like, I wasn't.
I'm still not productive.
So, I mean, devil's advocate. I mean, maybe she's just jealous. Maybe she doesn't know where to get it. Maybe she punishes this 19-year-old by taking it away and then going out to the garage and spending some quality time herself.
Yeah, dude. Have you noticed that after your mom took away your weed, she's ordering a lot of pizza?
Is Domino's around a lot? Oh, I'm sorry. Domino's. Is Domino's around a lot?
Domino's. That's the French pronunciation.
How many Pizza Hut boxes do you see right now from where you're sitting? Is it more than one? Because your mother has a problem. That's the root of this.
But seriously, either, you know, get your own place to smoke weed or stop complaining that your mom's punishing you, because fuck, I got nothing.
Can't you just go for a walk like all the other 19-year-olds do? Mom, going for a walk.
Yeah, but the ones that you see puffing things going for a walk right now are the ones with the vape sticks. They're not smoking pot. They're walking around the vape sticks. The fucking
vape
giant
sticks.
I don't know. What the fuck they call them? Mods?
I don't know. You're asking the wrong guy, man.
It's marijuana.
I know that you can charge
cigarettes?
Your phone off them. Ugh. People get mods and they can, like, charge their phones off them and shit.
Okay, so side note. That shit's dangerous. This is a 10,000 milliamp battery literally between your teeth. And it's this fucking cheap thing made by some child in China. You ever seen the pictures of those people where the shit explodes in their face?
No, I assume it's something like when the hoverboards were exploding under people's feet, except it's their face.
But there's like a force behind the explosion, like enough to knock people's teeth out.
Oh shit,
dude, it's crazy.
Just roll one up like normal people do. Just roast that bone like a regular person.
Seriously.
I feel like that one's answered. Stop being fucking stupid. You're 19. Grow up.
Yeah.
And the last one, I'll just read it quick, and this is probably gonna garner more of a laugh than anything. Yahoo user Anonymous says, is parenting hard? No additional info, no additional details, just is parenting hard? No, it's cakewalk. They practically raise themselves. Once they can reach the peanut butter, they can feed themselves.
So listen, I'm a level 5 parent, okay? Because, so my oldest kid is 5. So I call myself a level 5 parent. The fucking shit's not easy. And so I've found, at least at my point in it, the hardest fucking part is controlling the urge
to smack the shit out of someone that's right. Younger than you by a lot.
Yeah. Like, I literally will smash my head against the wall at some points because I'm at the point now where punishments don't work because he's figured out the limitations of my power. Like, he knows that I won't hit him. He knows that I won't, there's no danger to him. So the biggest thing that he's worried about is how long I'm going to fucking take his DS away for.
This is what we need to do. So you won't hit him. Let's start a service where we come hit your kids for you.
That's illegal. That is illegal, and we don't strike children.
Without getting paid first.
Well, so I'll take the money. You can
give me the hard work.
You can strike.
I'll be the closer.
All right, listen. If Dane Cook can make jokes about punching infants.
Dane Cook sucks. He's not even funny. He wasn't even funny when he was popular.
No, he was funny before he got popular, and we're off the track again.
See? But this is important. Dane Cook sucks.
That's why he's not a thing anymore.
Ralphie May died.
He did. He did. But that's the third. That's 3 in a row. You know, we had Hugh Hefner. Major cardiac arrest, obviously, 90-some years old, still banging, so he had a heart attack. Then we had Tom Petty, massive cardiac arrest, 66 years old. And then Ralphie May, massive cardiac arrest because he weighed 660 pounds.
Holy shit, is that what he was up to?
I don't know if he was that heavy, but he was definitely, he was up there. But he was one of those comedians that just, like, he didn't care. Like, his weight was part of his funny. You know what I mean?
I don't get how he can stand on stage for an hour. Like, I can barely stand for 15 minutes.
Well, he got sweaty. Man, he was funny. He was a funny guy. But he drank. He smoked. He smoked pot. And he was a huge dude. Like, you don't last long like
that. Hey, 19-year-old kid who smokes weed. Are you listening?
Yeah.
Ralphie May could be you, minus the success.
And who knows? I heard he was fighting pneumonia too, so like he had all kinds of stuff going on. But
yeah, I did read that.
It's, you know, it sucks.
It's too bad. He was good. He was funny.
He was funny, but again, he was 45 years old. That's not old, and he had kids. He's got 2 young kids, I think. Two, one.
I know of a wife. I don't know about kids.
And he's definitely a dad. I don't know how many kids, but he definitely had at least one.
Well, he's a dad. That's why we bring him up on this.
That's what sucks the most. Because now you get, like, who the fuck cares if he was rich and now his kids are taken care of? Now the kids don't have a dad.
Rich can a comedian ever really be, though?
I don't know. He was doing pretty well for himself. I mean, he wasn't probably, I mean, to my standards, he was rich. Okay.
Well, to our standards, we're not comedians, nor do we have money.
Right.
As funny as we think we are, we're not technically comedians. No. Not yet. Next week, the CW comes back with all of their shows, Flash, let me know if I miss any, Flash, Arrow, Legends of Tomorrow?
Yep. And
Supergirl?
Supergirl, yes, because I enjoy Supergirl. I didn't enjoy it.
The Big Four.
I did not enjoy it when it was on CBS or whatever, NBC or ABC, whatever the fuck channel it was on. But when they moved it to CW, I don't know. I enjoy it. It's not the best one.
Yeah, it's definitely better. The only time I've really watched it, like, I hadn't gotten into it previously because I had such a bad taste in my mouth from when it was on whatever network it was on before. But we watched it a little bit when that huge crossover event was happening. And I love the crossover events when the aliens attacked.
Oh, yeah, that was a good one.
Yeah, so we watched it a little bit then. I still haven't really gotten into her just because my TV show load gets pretty heavy. I mean, between those three that I watch, then The Walking Dead comes on. There's a show on TNT that I watch called The Last Ship. So, I mean, to add another one in would just be a little bit too much because, you know, I have a life too. I mean, at least I have other things to do. But I will and am, rather, looking forward to all of those coming back. I love The Flash.
Hell yeah, dude. Flash is the shit.
In Arrow, this is when Arrow, they finally stop the flashbacks.
Right.
They don't do any of the flashbacks to Lee and you anymore. It's just going to be straight, what you know, the here and now, which is, thank God, because man, are they getting old.
Yeah, so, well, listen, my biggest gripe about the CW shows is that the previews for the coming seasons always fucking, like, give up the cliffhanger from the last season. Like, if you saw the preview for the upcoming season of Arrow, you know that the cliffhanger from the end of last season, you know how it resolves. It's like, it's ridiculous.
Yeah. Also, Supernatural.
Oh, yeah, Supernatural's coming back. That show.
I can't wait.
That's a great show.
It's so good that I named my son after Dean.
Yeah. And you had a lizard named Castiel.
I did, and we're getting a dog soon. And I'm really hoping to name it Sam. I don't think she'll go for that. I haven't told her yet, but I don't think she'll go for that.
You should name him Garth.
I could. She won't go for that either. She'll probably want to name it something stupid. Polly Pocket.
That's where you went with that. Do you shoot Polly Pocket?
Oh, who's your cute little Polly Pocket? I'd be so mad. Luckily, my son only says, like, 15 words, so he won't be naming the dog either. So it sort of defaults to me, so I'm going to try to name him Sam.
You know what? You should let him name the dog.
No, because the dog's name would be,
That would be amazing.
I'm okay without naming the dog a random vocalization, right?
Sit.
But then it's like, when he pisses me off, I can't be like, ugh.
You open the door to call him in from outside, just screaming,
Could you imagine if you heard your fucking neighbor at 3 a.m., out the door?
Ugh, sit.
This is why my toddler can't name the dog.
I'm seriously, if there was a place to vote, I would vote for Dean naming the dog.
What a coincidence. We have a Facebook, and I can put a poll up.
Should Dean name the dog?
Who should name the dog? Ian? April? 2-year-old toddler with zero vocalization skills.
How many times can I vote? Because
only once.
Damn it.
You actually don't get to vote because you're involved. That's how it works.
I will spoof my IP address.
Why did we get 75,000 votes for Dean naming the dog?
75,000 people have never listened to our podcast.
There's a big ad at like the Super Bowl this year.
30 people listening to the podcast, yet there's 75,000 votes. Something doesn't add up.
And then, is the dog's name.
Listen, that's legally binding.
So next week is going to be mostly CW talk. If that advice section sticks, that would be fun. And maybe we'll actually have an update on the dog's name.
Okay.
I hope. Did you have anything else you wanted to add at this point, an hour later?
If anybody's listening, please sponsor us.
I'm looking at you, Nature Box.
I'll eat on stream. I have no problem.
I'm going to be the only one who sees it, but yeah, I'll watch him eat. I'd start naming some of their food, but they didn't pay us yet.
Those yummy popcorn yum-yums. It's ridiculous.
Stop.
Names.
Stop. They didn't pay us. You're not allowed to talk about it. That's $25, Nature Box.
To be clear, this episode is not sponsored by Nature Box. Yet.
It was sponsored by Under the Hood Artists, though.
Yeah, but it's a free sponsorship.
Because
I'm
poor. It is,
I'm
because
poor.
You're part of it. But find them on Facebook. Check out their drawings. Also, you can find us on Facebook, Dadcast Unknown, as well as Twitter, which we now have two followers on Twitter, at Dadcast Unknown. It's my brother's anime feed.
Ooh.
And you.
Nice.
Chris, you. You're the other. You're the second follower.
I did. I followed it, because I'm learning how to tweet. Tweet.
How
to twit. I'm smart. I know things. I can't twit. Tweet. Twitter.
All I know is, from what I hear, Twitter's going downhill. They're upping their character limit to, like, 280 or something. And I just post on Facebook and it links to Twitter. So, like, I don't ever post on Twitter.
I literally only have a Twitter so that I can...
Follow Dadcast Unknown.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah, that's about it. So, I mean, that's about it for this week. Hopefully... within the next 2 weeks, we'll get the next one recorded and up on a Saturday. Since today is, what's today, the 7th? What day did we say today was?
I don't know.
Today's the 6th.
Listen, the date thing is making me so mad I want to punch a chair.
What a coincidence. I know a guy. So hopefully I'll have it up in 2 weeks. We'll just call it 2 weeks. I do want to thank bensound.com for letting us use their music for the opening and closing of this episode.
Thank you.
And, Chris, did you want to add anything in?
No, stop asking me.
Are you sure you don't want to add anything in? Do you want to add something in?
I don't. I would subtract if I could, but I can't.
But you don't want to multiply anything in either?
No, shut up. Listen, I will add something. I'm working on artwork for our page, so that we should soon have an icon that doesn't look like clip art soon.
That's quality Google imaging. That's not fucking clip art.
Thanks, Google.
Jesus, clip art, what do you take me for? All right, whatever. All right. I'm done with this for this week.
All right, people. Thanks.
Goodbye, everybody.
Bye-bye.